adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Ty Pennington is our guest tonight from Trading Spaces and also from Extreme Home Makeover Edition, or Extreme Makeover Home Edition. But Extreme Home Makeover, yeah, you're right. I've seen, I think, every episode.
Wow.
Which hasn't been that many. I think it's been four. Mm. Maybe Sunday night was the fourth. They ran one, like a special, and then it hung back for a few weeks, and then it came back, and I think they ran like three of them. I gotta say, I love the show.
Well, awesome, man.
Yeah, I've said so much on the air many times. I went on a meeting for the thing, but it didn't work out. And every time I sit home and watch it, I think I wish I was on that show.
Well, we could certainly use your help, my God.
Yeah, maybe next season.
Hey,
are you done? So you're done with this season, right?
No, we still got. I think we still got four more to do. But we've done quite a bit. I mean, there's amazing stuff.
How many episodes are you guys going to do this season?
13.
All right, so you've done four. I mean, four have aired.
Right.
You've done like four more, five more, and there's still four or five more to go. And basically, Drew, it's sappy, but it works. Like, you know, a tear will come to your eye. I take these, you know, single moms and their when the people who have had their homes made over come through the door,
it's like
they're crying, they're falling to their knees.
How do you pick the people?
Well, it's pretty amazing. Most of the families really do have to have like a deserving reason for it. We've got.
But they apply for it.
They send
applications. But I'll tell you what, there's this one guy that it's going to air in a bit. But there's a family. He's got a son in a wheelchair. He got paralyzed and like flew out of a car. And the dude, you can see in his eyes, like if he could hold a gun, he would have already kind of taken care of things. And it was just, I don't know. You know, I usually don't do like emotional issue type of deal. But I'm like stuck right in the middle of it. It's pretty amazing though when you see like this kid leave the house the way it was and the look in his eye, and then when he comes back and sees a house with an, you know, anyway, there's all kinds of cool things I wish I could tell you that we did to the house, but anyway, yeah, it's kind of a good thing, man. They're doing a barn raising. It's pretty awesome.
They do a complete home renovation, but then they do some really trick stuff with the kids' rooms, putting the telescope on the roof that's hooked up to the computer, and you turn the backyard into a miniature Major League ballpark, and you know, putting streams. And I mean, it's not only, you know, it's not just a home makeover.
It's novelty home makeover.
Yeah, it's a part miniature golf course, part home makeover, but it's really cool. Yeah. And the thing's amazing about it is it takes a week. Mm. And, you know, they put second floors on and stuff. I mean, you know,
what the hell's the matter with you? You work on your house for a year.
I know. I don't have, first off, I don't have any gays. I got Mexicans. Gays, they know how to move. Mexicans, they don't move as fast as the gays. Mexican gay, that's a standoff. It's like, I want to move. I don't know. I better have a smart cocktail.
Yeah.
But the point is these guys, for that 170 people converge
working
on the
24
house,
hours
like
a day,
army
too.
Ants.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, no holdups with the inspectors and permits.
We've actually run into that, man. I mean, it's nice that we have them on site to make sure we can get things done, but that's also, since you have them there on site, you can't do anything like,
fudge anything.
Well, you can't run half the electrical and, you know, whatever. Well, we only did this part of the house. It's like everything has to be completely up to code, so it's a blessing and a curse all at the same time.
And what do you do? I got a million questions. It's really intriguing show, even if you're, you know. It's great because I'm into the building part of it, but then the whole family part is nice. Drew,
I guess if you had a gallbladder makeover show, I'd be in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Ashcroft's a gallbladder.
That's what I'm thinking. It's already pancreas makeover. Yeah, it's
good. By the UCLA faculty. But, all right, so, a quick question. So, they come in, it's an army that rolls into town in the middle of a suburban neighborhood, and they work 24/7. So, obviously, if you're living next door to this army, I mean, the things are lit up. They're going at it.
Yeah.
You must do something with the neighbors.
Well,
I mean, you got to take care of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, we definitely try and make some friends right off the bat. And I'm serious though. What's truly amazing about this is like half the time the neighbors become like a labor force. They like help us, you know, do a painting party. They'll like, I mean, I'm serious. On one of the shows you saw where we did like a recording studio for the family.
Right.
I had the idea. They're like, okay, we got to do this recording studio. I don't know. We have any ideas. And you'd be surprised at how much money we actually don't have to actually complete the rooms.
Well, how does work?
Well, I'm like, dude, well, let's like find all the scrap plywood we have in the dumpsters over there, cut it into rectangles, and like do this whole. So I kind of designed that whole sound board room thing
right
in there. But I had the whole neighborhood end up painting the things, and they stayed up. You know, it was amazing. I had carpenters show up. They're like, dude, we're here to work. We live in the neighborhood. I'm like, well, follow me. So I was just amazed at how many people just pits in their time.
Yeah, at the end, when the family comes in, the street's lined. Like some homecoming parade, you know, with all the neighbors holding up signs and everything. It's really nice. It's really nice. It's a big to-do. But how does it? So the people that are living next door got to be saying, look, it's 4:35 in the morning. I got to get up at 6:30. You guys are hammering away all night. I mean.
Well, that's where Sears comes in and says, how about a new fridge? No.
You got to take care of them. No doubt about it. Otherwise, I imagine if they raise enough hell, you couldn't go ahead and. I mean, you'd have to stop at 6 in the evening.
We've had one incident that. But then we all, you know, whatever. We found out what fetishes he was into, and then just, you know, pretty much ordered takeout.
And what is the budget? You don't have to tell me the number, but there is a ceiling for each house. I mean, it's like, hey, we're spending no more than $200,000. That's too high. We're spending no more.
No.
$350,000.
It all depends on the house.
It's just
situation.
What it's going to take.
It really all depends.
There's no ceiling that way.
I wish I could tell you. I really do.
You don't know. I mean, they'll spend what it takes to get
they
the house
let me
to
know
where
what
it wants
I can.
To be.
You know, they let me. Well, I mean, you know, you can imagine what this. But no, it's amazing. Well, you know what it costs to build a house.
I know, triple that
because you're going to do it in 7 days.
Oh, well, so. See, that was the whole thing. Like, I didn't know, you know, it's like, you know, they mention Sears every 15 seconds and stuff. I know Sears is coming in and buffing them out, the refrigerators and stuff.
The appliances.
I didn't know if the other contractors were cutting a deal or doing, you know, I didn't know if there was some trade out going on or not. But anyway, let's not get mired. Let's not get mired in the money. The point is amazing, Drew, is they're pouring concrete driveways. They're putting sod down on the lawn. I mean, you know, it's not like they come home and there's stakes around the driveway and the fertilizer's on the lawn.
Done.
The house is done.
Yeah,
right.
Got it.
7 days. Oh. It's crazy.
Amazing.
All right.
Yeah, it really is crazy. When they told me, they were like, so here's the idea. I was like, really? And so, yeah, when we first did our pilot, I was pretty amazed. Because literally, we tore the whole house down, built the whole studs up, all new plumbing, all new electrical, all new everything. So, yeah, whole house.
Yeah, I mean, if you had the second floor roughly framed out in 2 weeks, it would be a big deal.
I've seen
big
your
deal.
House, roughly.
All right, come on, buddy. All right, Ty, now the quiz.
Okay, the quiz.
Ask me some carpentry questions and see if you can stump me.
Well, this is great. So,
start with some basic
now I
ones.
Have to come up with the quiz. I have to ask you questions. That's a break.
I'll ask you some basic. Either way you want to do it.
Okay.
Well, Adam, you start, so you get the idea.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I should have thought of this. What does OSB stand for?
Okay. Great question.
The wood. You know, the
right.
plywood-like thing. Oh, boy.
Obviously, saturated board. No.
Oriented strand board.
Right. Oriented strand board. All I can tell you is it's, you know... I know what it looks
you know
like.
What it
I know
looks
how much
like.
It costs, and I know how cheap it is because those are the kind of materials I use: OSB and MDF and
mm-hmm. MDF. What does MDF stand for?
Multiple fiber density board.
Medium density fiber
whatever.
Board.
So it's going to be like this.
This is going to be a long night.
Yeah.
Go ask me some questions. You have any? You have
who cares?
Anything?
Yes.
Layout.
Gosh.
Nailing schedule on a sheer wall. No. Any code stuff. Let's get basic here. I'm framing out a wall.
Okay.
I'm framing. Okay, here's some good. That's a good basic finish stuff. Door height.
Was that 7'6"?
6'8".
6'8".
Oh, this is...
It's going to be a long night.
That's a long night.
Oh, yeah, 7'6".
Right,
that's
gonna,
a tall... Well, that'd be like a tall...
I'm going
to give you a scratch pad.
Yeah. Just
you come up with some good ones as we go along.
You forget, I've been spending, like, the last 5 years building furniture, so you keep going.
All right, we're into the houses.
Well, you did cabinet stuff. Why'd you ask
some
questions?
Well, ask some cabinet questions.
Oh, good, that's my...
Ask some cabinet questions. Mike?
Yeah?
Wait, he wants to ask some cabinet questions.
Mike, you got any cabinet questions?
Go ahead. Do you want to ask the cabinet
questions?
Not yet. Okay, Mike.
Drew, would you shut up? I was going to Mike's buying Ty some time.
I think he was hoping I'd have more questions, and I'm like, dude.
Mike, Ty, yeah. Figure out some good finished carpentry / cabinetry questions. Mike, what's up?
No, Mike. No. Well, you could, but...
Mike, what do you know about cabinetry?
Not too much. I know how to fix them when they fall off.
All right, here we go.
What's happening?
Oh, I'm just wondering. I'm wondering if my girlfriend's medical condition can affect her arousal in any way. She has polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Head's messing. That will affect arousal. Mm-hmm. She has polycystic ovarian disease?
Yeah, and insulin resistance.
Well, that's part of polycystic ovarian disease.
Oh, okay.
Did they recently start her on anything for that? Some medication?
What's that?
Did they start her on some...
Glucophage Yasmin.
Yasmin can definitely affect her.
What's that, Yasmin?
Yasmin is a progesterone-based birth control pill.
Hmm.
And as we know from this show, that's the progesterone, the ones with high levels of progesterone are the pills or the shots that can really shut some women down. That's probably what's going on here.
All right. Okay. And it's a very exciting call to start the show.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought so, too.
Idiot. This is just payback for me talking about carpentry.
That's right. So I could talk about medical things I'm interested in.
All right. Ty, any cabinetry-related questions?
I'd just like you to tell me the difference between a butt joint and a dovetail joint.
Well, butt joint is just two pieces of wood meeting. Okay. It's not really a joint. It's just a butt, butting it together.
Yeah.
Dovetail is, take a dovetail jig, you take your router, and it interlocks like fingers.
I see.
Like an old-fashioned drawer would have a dovetail.
But you could use biscuits with the butt joint that would make
it. You could use biscuits on your butt joint.
If you had a biscuit joiner.
What else would you call, what else do they call a biscuit joiner?
A plate joiner?
Correct.
Great.
He's 1-for-4.
See, there you go.
Not bad. All right, keep going.
It's a curve.
He's gone. He's all right.
Back to the
back to
the ovaries.
We're going back to those.
Good.
Ty, keep those cabinet questions coming.
Oh, great, great.
Kristen?
Yes.
You're 22?
Huh? Yes.
You're 22?
Yes.
Good year.
What's happening?
I saw something on, I believe, the Discovery Channel, the Health Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about the Swedish sex education programs they have over there, and just about how I think they had the lowest reoccurrence of the AIDS virus and how the teenage pregnancy rate was the fourth lowest in the world.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was just wondering where I could find more information. There's like a book or medical journals or something?
You could get on the web and check some of the research done by the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Okay.
Or an organization called Advocates for Youth in Washington, D.C. They have compiled studies where they look at how positive outcome in youth behavior is correlated with the approach to sexual education in Western European countries, particularly as it pertains to media being seen as a partner in educating youth, applying principles that merely work without getting stuck in ideologies.
Yeah.
Youth is seen as an asset as opposed to a liability, all these sorts of things.
Let me say this, though, a couple things. First off, in these other sort of areas that aren't as... they don't have the diversity that we have over here. I mean, if you think about this country, we have all the sexual mores of the entire world showing up here.
Right.
They're very different. I mean, you go drive down Fairfax, you see the Hasidim over there, and you go across the street, and you're in Little Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, really? We got a Little Ethiopia? No Little Italy. Really? That's the plan? That's the city we're all living in?
I hear they're playing Little Mozambique, too.
Yes. We're living in a city. Here's all you need to know about the new city you're moving to, everybody. Little Ethiopia. Little Italy? No. Would you move to that city? I'm not telling you what city it is. Here's the two things you need to know about city. The big attraction, the big monument, it's a pit filled with tar. We call it the La Brea Tar Pits. It's near the street of La Brea.
I can't wait.
We got a pit full of tar, and we got a little Mozambique over here. Okay, no Little Italy. Do you move to that city? Answer, no. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What am I saying? We got stuff from every. We got some. We're like some kind of pinata filled with crap. But the crap is from all over the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And how are you going to talk everybody into the same thing sexually?
That's right. But it's not so much as talking as applying what works and being sensitive to all the cultural orientations, but merely applying things that work elsewhere and imagine that things are kind of likely to work wherever you apply those ideas, at least.
Yeah, and but the other thing, too, is these other, some of these countries are so small and so different. It doesn't always, you can't just translate it.
No, that's true. Kristen, the bottom line, aside from the approach to sexual education, these countries have intact families.
Right.
The ones that really, particularly the ones that have great success with delaying the onset of sexual activity.
Well, actually, the thing that I found really interesting is they said that their early sexual experiences happen, like their first sexual experiences happened on average around the age of 13.
I'm not sure that's accurate.
Love Europe about that.
Yeah, in fact, the data I've read...
To be fair, they started drinking at 11, so that's late.
I don't know what I mean?
We start drinking at 19, and we have sex, you know, 3-4 years before we start boozing. So there,
you have to look at that data, but the data I've seen, I've not seen the work on Sweden, but I've seen on Holland and France and Germany, and it's around 16, 17, and it's actually substantially later than the United States.
All right. Ty, any other cabinet quizzes?
Any questions? Yeah. Keep Ty away from the sexual comments, but
no, whatever. You jump in whenever you want.
Ty's been waiting for this moment for weeks. just can't wait to talk about carpentry and woodwork.
Carpentry quiz.
Well, obviously, what I'd like you to tell us is the difference between a header, a beam, and a joist.
Well, a header is what you would use to pick up a span.
Above a window, a door opening.
Yeah. If I would.
So what's a joist?
A joist would either got a ceiling joist, you got a floor joist, and then there's a rafter that would go above that.
Yeah.
A joist is what's going to sit on the top plate of the framed wall or on the top plate of the pony wall down below. So you could actually be standing on a floor joist while a ceiling joist was above.
What was the other number three?
Header. Sorry.
Well, the third would be a beam.
Beam.
Beam is basically an exposed header. Beam is a beam.
Yeah. That's kind of like you just throw that in to confuse.
Beam's that.
Don't give me any hints.
No,
let him hang himself out there.
Hang myself. What else you got? Anything else?
Nothing else.
Right. Get him like European
hinges and things,
weird stuff
like that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But go ahead and do Euro cabinetry. Get on the millimeter system over there.
If I could afford
it. Ask me about the Confirmat screw.
Hey, that is a good question. Since you brought up the Euro thing, what is the deal with the sense of like in Germany? You know, you get these windows that actually open like this. They open that way. They open to the left. They open out, let air out. They completely come out. They're just amazing windows in Europe, but we can't buy them here, and I just don't understand it. Well, that's what I'd like to know.
That I don't have. I'm not a statesman. I'm not a politician.
Just a carpenter.
I'm just a humble. Remember what Jesus was?
Yeah.
I'm just a humble carpenter. The difference between me and Jesus, I don't gouge the elderly. Oh yes, they don't like to talk about that. Yeah. There's two things they don't like to talk. They don't like to talk about Martin Luther King having his extramarital affairs.
Right.
They don't like to talk about Jesus gouging the other way.
Yeah.
And you be fair,
you're into animal sacrifice.
Hey, man, they've got money, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'd say they got money, and they need work done. There's nothing wrong with it. I know, it's always crazy when the elderly get nuts with the money, especially when they have a lot of money, because it's like you never really have the heart to say anything.
Guys. You got a window
here. Tell your grandmother a story. Come on.
What, with her room
you redid?
I got the world's cheapest family. I mean, it's sort of cheap meets losers, like chooser. the choosers. We should change it from the Corollas to the choosers.
Schlusers.
Here's what happens. Here's how the Corollas work. I'm the only functional person in the entire group. So once every 9 to 12 years, one of them decides to try to do something. Like, they're going to remodel this. They're going to put some. They're going to strip off the old siding and paint it or whatever. They attempt to do this for a number of months until eventually I get dragged into it because it becomes overwhelming. Everything's overwhelming to them, and eventually I say, all right, look, what do you need? I'll send my guys over. We'll do it. I pay for most of it, too. Sometimes they make these sort of proclamations of, oh, no, we're gonna pay you back. My grandmother was a very proud woman. The rest of the Corollas, zero pride. Their hand comes right out. It's like, they got no problem. They'll take money, leasing cars, remodels. It doesn't matter. It's fine. Let the rich radio kid take care of it. My grandmother, a lot of pride. So I redid her living room. It needed to be her dining room. It completely needed to be drywalled and fixed so they can be re-wallpapered. So I sent my guys over there. It was about $3,000 worth of stuff. It tore off the old stuff, mud tape. I don't have to tell you the difference between topping and joint compound.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. Okay. So the point is we did all that. Drew, I don't have to tell you.
Yeah, you do, but it's okay, all right.
The point is, when we're all said and done, she said, look, I got a lot of pride. I want to pay for this. You shouldn't have to orchestrate this whole thing and pay for it, too. I said, all right, well, it's probably about $3,000. She said, well, I figured it'd take a couple days, not a week and a half. I figured it'd be one guy for 2 days, not three guys for a week and a half. So I was prepared to pay about $200. And I said, that didn't have anything to do with anything. I did this as cheap and as fast as it could possibly be done. And she's like, yeah, but I was prepared to pay $200, so I'm going to put $200 toward this. And it was like her fantasy number, you know? And I was like, hey, Grandma, why don't you just work it so that I paid you to do it? Like, the crew came over, did the dining room, then did some weeding in the yard and gave you $100 and then left. Why not that? You make some money this time. Well, anyway, she had it in her mind it was going to be about $150, $200 for the complete remodel of the dining room,
remember
by the
controlling
way.
Stuff at the beginning, too, where she was going to control what was done and what wasn't.
Oh, it was a delight. Bad. It's always a delight. The Corollas are a delight. A delight. It's just a delight, that group. Jesus Christ. Got the call from her today. There's three pieces of drywall still here. Who's going to come? Oh. Had to take the stuff from her job and put it in my dumpster. That's a tough thing. Ty will back me up on this. There's no that's equivalent to rape to the construction worker when stuff goes into your dumpster. You'd be amazed how protective you get over your dumpster.
Yeah.
When you're doing a job, you got that dumpster.
Oh, yeah.
People start coming by.
Oh, yeah,
once in a while, you'll show up the next day. There'll be a sofa in it. It'd be like, oh,
how dare
I'm going to track down that son of a bitch. He had the temerity to put his sofa in my I'm supposed to pay for the disposal? Yeah, Drew. If you put a dumpster out front of your house,
you mean
those
huge ones, giant ones?
Yeah, you put one of those big dumpsters out, it will get filled.
SUVs will start pulling up just
at night, middle of the night.
Things will just be throwing in there.
I've done it a thousand times myself with other people's dumpsters.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, I don't go dump it by the freeway. I have the dignity to put it into somebody else's dumpster at 4 in the morning. All right, Ty Pennington is here, everybody. Extreme Makeover, Home Edition. One of my favorite new shows, ABC. 8 o'clock on Sunday nights. We'll take a quick break. Ty, you got to think of some more questions now.
I got a story for you. I'm going to give you a question. Yeah, I'll give you a story.
All right. We'll be back after this. Get ready for action. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Ty Pennington is our guest tonight from Extreme Makeover, Home Edition. Favorite new show, ABC, 8 o'clock, Sunday night. I believe I've seen all four
BattleBots?
Well, BattleBots not on the air anymore. I was a big fan, especially that Ziggo and Vlad the Impaler. But my favorite part of BattleBots is when the dizzy hot chicks like Carmen Electra, who they just put out there as eye candy, to interview the guys after the championship rounds, would know nothing about it and just stand there. And here's the thing about hot chicks. They don't even try. Like, she would just go, you did good against the other robot? Like, they wouldn't even bother to know the names of the two that were going at it in the finals. They'd just say the other one. No one would say anything. It would just be like, all right. She couldn't have been. By the way, must have needed, like, Carmen Electra, after being in that sea of nerds, you know, those sort of gearhead nerd guys.
But
she was, like, one season. Must have just went home and taken, like, a loofah nerd bath. Like, you know, the movies, the rape scene, they're in the bath, they can't get clean. God. Like, oh, I got some nerd on me. Where's Dave Navarro? I mean, you know what I love? I love, too. It's like, I don't care. Those guys could have degrees in mechanical and chemical engineering from MIT. It doesn't. They would see repulsed by them.
Zero.
Big, fat zero.
Yeah.
One tattoo, one goatee from some dude down the street with dropped out of the fifth grade. Pow! In her pants faster than those guys. Just repulsed by them. Like, sort of interviewing them, trying not to, like how basically how you hug a homeless person. Yeah. Like, hey, buddy. Yeah.
It's the guy who's going to be responsible for putting people on Mars. No.
Yeah. nothing. No. Oh, everything. The GPS system in a Mercedes, they invented that. Oh, disgusted by them. Would wear a gardening glove to get my hand job. Disgusted. Oh, you women, you make me sick. All right. Ty Pennington here, everybody.
His shoes. Woo.
What were we talking about?
Ty's
got a story.
Yeah. Okay, so a couple years back, actually, I bought a warehouse in downtown Atlanta with my brother and these two other guys, and we were renovating it into, like, you know, seven apartments.
Can you speak right into the microphone?
Oh, yeah, let me get right up in this.
Just pull it up in here.
Yeah. So, anyway, years ago, I bought this warehouse in downtown Atlanta, renovated it into seven apartments, right? And so, basically, what happened is I actually maxed out an apartment for myself, so I lived there with these other tenants who were renting from it. So, pretty much, I became a landlord, right?
Right.
But in the middle of the night, I'd get phone calls, you know, like, dude, come over here, my toilet's all backed up and whatever, you know?
Your landlord.
We'd, right. Yeah, so we'd flip coins because my brother lived down the street as well, and I was like, you know, I'm not going to be the only one that has to go over and deal with that. So, and it's funny, my brother Wynn would actually be the one who ended up always getting the plumbing gigs because he couldn't really do any of the carpentry, but he was really pretty good with a, you know,
snake.
Well, yeah, exactly. And actually, this is what leads me to the plumbing snake story. This is when I first found out that you should always wear protective eyewear.
Oh yeah.
So he's got the plumbing snake down there, and, like, you know, it's just banging back and forth in the old clay sewer pipes, and it just comes whipping out. And it just is crashing. It destroys the toilet, and, like, just sewage goes flying across his face in the whole 9 yards. And then, anyway, and he's standing there going, you know, it's an expression of help me, pretty much throw me a towel. And that's when I knew, my God, you know, wear protective eyewear. To this day, I wear protective eyewear every day, just thinking of the smell. So anyway, that's my
Ty's
story.
Ty's brother died of hepatitis some months later. Yeah. It's very sad.
Yeah,
right. The snakes, the power ones.
But Ty's got a good attitude about it.
Yeah. You know, you got to get dirty. It's a dirty job, plumbing. It really is.
It is disgusting. It's the tampons and God knows what else comes out of there, big hairballs. All right, Ty, come on. Think of some stumpers for me. We're getting back to the phone.
Okay.
I'm going to need to be a stump before the night is through.
Stumpy questions.
Adam?
Yeah, how's it going?
You're 19. What's up?
Yeah, I've been having wet dreams lately, and I heard it's like only supposed to have it when you go through puberty.
That certainly is when it's most common, and for the most part, that's because young males sort of don't know how to keep the lines clean, speaking of plumbing.
Yeah, they don't send the snake down their snake enough?
They don't clear the snake.
Yeah. I mean, look, okay, by the way, let me just say this. Kids crap themselves when they're two
because they don't know how to control it.
They don't go, hey, before I bed down, I'm going to get up and go to the bathroom and then go back. And no, they just crap themselves.
Right. Right.
That's what the wet dream is.
Some
of
us still do it. You know, just
but that's because you're boozed up, you're coked up, you're passed out.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying I'm saying you get up, you go, oh, if I got to go number two, I go number two before I take a leak before I get in bed. I want to wet the bed.
Right.
This is the equivalent of that.
A little bit different is it because you're not concerned with not having a wet dream. You're just concerned with getting rid of the fluid.
Yeah, but as you get older, you learn how to clean the pipes.
Right.
That's right.
Right. And so what's going on with Adam? What's happening?
Adam. Oh, yeah. Adam? So
it's just because my pipes are backed up.
Well, are you not masturbating?
I do it regularly, you know, about four times a week.
And anything else? Sort of, are you on medication? Are you started taking steroids or anything weird like that?
Oh, no, not at all.
All right. So you're getting, you still having them at four times a week?
No, I have wet dreams about probably three times a month.
Right, but I mean, you're having it during the weeks. You got the four, you're squeezing four off.
Is there a recurring girl that's or whatever, someone that's recurring in the dream constantly, or is it just a different dream every time?
It's actually my ex-girlfriend. Oh, that makes a difference.
In the dream.
Yeah.
What's that distinctly bogus?
There is something very bogus about this.
Yeah.
All right, Adam. Either this is bogus or you just have that sort of bad acting thing.
Yeah. What we'd say is it pick up the pace a little bit.
Yeah, you know, Keanu Reeves always just sounds like he's acting badly. No matter, it's like, just always, it's the tone of his voice just sounds like bad acting.
Yeah, but no one would talk about having wet dreams to their ex-girlfriend on the radio does he have a current girlfriend?
You know, my mom keeps showing up in mine, guys. I don't know what's going
on.
No way. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
She made an appearance in one of mine, too.
Oh, yeah?
I got her out of there.
Yeah.
I said, no, that's disrespectful.
Oh, no, you haven't met her. She probably did show up there. She's
I could see her being an attractive woman.
What happened?
No, my mom is a wild human. She's funny, man. She's a psychologist, much like yourself. So, But yeah, I'm always afraid I'm going to check her out on HBO's Real Sex. She's into tantric sex and stuff, so I'm thinking about coming out with a video called
Why do you know that?
Yeah, how do you know that? I don't even know, my mom has a vagina.
Yeah. But no, I'm thinking about coming up with my own video called Tantrum Sex, which is where you really let out all your anger.
And tantrum is, Mom, shut up. Yeah. Stop talking about that crap in front of me. Sex.
Really? She really into it?
I'm not really sure.
Good.
Yeah.
Don't ever be sure.
Wow.
Shannon?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Huh?
Yes, you're 20 years of age?
Yes.
You have a Germany or Florida for us?
Yes. And after my Florida or Germany, can I ask Dr. Drew a quick question?
Why don't you ask that first?
It is Germany or Florida, by the way, is how the game is played.
Okay. I don't know if you remember me, but I called about 2 or 3 weeks ago about my dad. I just found out he has, like, 6 months to live.
Right, I do remember that.
I do remember that.
Okay, I was just wondering, like, a quick question about chemo.
Yeah.
Does that, like, get worse as he has more treatments? Because he's doing, like, really well right now.
Does what get worse?
Like... Well, him throwing up and, like, losing his hair and stuff, because I just don't want to get my hopes up. And
I'm not sure I understand what you're asking.
Just because he's doing well and the chemo doesn't mean getting rid of his cancer, does it?
No.
Well, no, I know that, but, like, he's not been nauseous or really sick.
Do you know what the chemo is he's taking?
No.
It depends the kind of chemo. Some chemos are well-tolerated. Some make people very, very ill.
God bless Shannon, though. Dad's got 1 foot in the grave. She's got a Germany or Florida quiz for us.
God bless her.
But now that's the spirit.
If people want to pursue increasingly aggressive chemotherapies to see if they can get some sort of response, so they're trying to squeeze out extra weeks from a bad cancer.
Okay.
Yeah, the chemos tend to be increasingly toxic.
Okay, because I know the first one they only give them half a dose, but
yeah. So, but have you just found out yet what kind of cancer it is?
Well, it's in the esophagus. And in the liver, and in his stomach, and in his lymph nodes, and
Still, though, esophagus. To say absolutely 6 months, 6 weeks, even they said that's bizarre.
They said 6 months.
Six months.
All right. Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, hey, Shannon.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, obviously, it's a horrible time you're going through. I mean, we'll keep our fingers crossed for your dad, and you just be there for him.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Germany or Florida?
Okay.
Have you told Ty how it works yet?
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, all bizarre stories either emanate from Germany or Florida. All the macabre and the occult, all those crazy crimes, all the guys getting their penis cut off.
So our callers call with the stories we tell them. Was this Germany or Florida?
Yeah.
Germany or Florida.
I think that was Tori Amos, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah. Go ahead, Shannon.
Okay. A high school student jumped out a window to win a bet with his science teacher while discussing evolution. The student claimed he would not be injured jumping out the second floor window of the school. The teacher bet him $20 he would be injured. Mm-hmm. He jumped out the window, and he wasn't injured, but the teacher got fired.
Mm-hmm. Well, the $20 instead of the Deutschmarks
pretty much gives it
makes
away.
Makes me think Florida.
Yeah, it makes me kind of hints at Florida anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Unless she's a really diabolical and she's...
And she could just have said $20 when it said 20 Deutsche Mark. Yeah.
Would that be 40 or 10 Deutsche Mark?
I don't know.
I don't know, but our callers are not sophisticated enough to
do
that.
We're going Florida. Ty, you're Florida?
I guess I'll go Florida, yeah.
Florida.
Plus the firing teachers and all that stuff. It's Florida.
Yeah. Florida.
Yeah, it's Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm a genius with the dollars. See, I know currency. Ty Pennington here tonight from Extreme Home Makeovers, or Extreme Home, the Makeover Edition, or the Home Edition Makeover. It's Sunday night. It's ABC. It's a great show. I've seen all four of them. I've seen everything that goes on.
Have you cried yet, man?
No, I've not.
Do you cry?
I've not cried. I see Brian's song, I might cry. Also, on one episode, a guy dropped an 18-volt Panasonic cordless drill off a A-frame ladder and just busted. I broke down when I saw it was a keyless chuck, was a half-inch chuck. And the thing had 10 clutch settings on it. It was a two-speeder. I broke down. I broke down at that time.
I could understand that.
All right, Ty, come on. Stump me, buddy. What do you got? You got a tool? Stump me with a tool.
Boring bit. Yeah, I'm just like...
Ty, you got a pen there. Write it down. Figure it out. Take your time. Think of a tool. Ask me a blade question.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Here we go.
A blade question. Let's see. If I'm cutting through metal, with, let's say, a drill bit, is there something I should put on the metal to make sure that...
Well, it's just some cutting oil.
Cutting oil. That's a great idea. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Let's talk to Annika. Now, come on. Right, pull out the heavy guns and stump me. What's going on with
there you
Annika?
Go. There you okay.
Are. Annika?
Hello.
You're 22?
Yes. Hi, Adam. Hi, Drew.
Annika. What's happening? Say hi to Ty Pennington.
Hi, Ty. That's hi. What I was waiting to say hi to.
Oh, right on. Hi.
Hi. I just called to say that, Ty, I love you.
Awesome.
And I've watched your show mostly for you.
For nice. Years.
And also to tell Adam to stop bothering you tonight, because I would much rather hear about your sex life than, about tools.
Right. Oh, yeah. Or the same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
So, they go together in Ty's case.
How dare you.
Yeah. Do you have any battery-operated tools at home yourself?
As a matter of fact, I do, but I would much prefer you.
Yeah. Calling from the Los Angeles area. You know, Ty is one of People Magazine's most eligible bachelors.
You read about that,
I agree with that.
Right. Yeah. Is it? Well, no, it says that right here. Are you still eligible bachelor?
No, I actually wrote that myself. I came up with that whole
smart.
Scenario.
Yeah. I had to do that, too. Get myself on, like, a 50 best looking eligible bachelor.
I'll make some calls. We'll hook it up for you, man. We'll get you out there.
Are you a single guy? Do you have a girlfriend?
I'm, as far as you know, yes.
You're single.
What about
like this chick's name is it Annika or Annika?
Yes, Annika.
Annika. She's 22. She's from Los Angeles. Annika's a hot chick name.
Yeah, that's very Euro as well.
Yeah, it's no Gertrude.
Yeah, from Sweden.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you hot?
Yes.
Here's what happens. Ty's,
what
bad
answer,
position.
What would you answer there?
No, because...
I know. What am I supposed to answer?
No, something.
They'll go, yeah, well, I think I'm pretty good looking. I think
yeah,
we'll
listen,
get that.
If you're a train wreck, there'll be a little hiccup before you say yes. I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, my God.
Ty, well, Ty's on top of the world because Ty's not only good looking, but he has a
skill.
Alleged knowledge of woodworking.
Well, that's a skill, anyway.
And a skill. And when women see him coming into homes, whipping the shirt off with the six-pack abs, going to work on all the downtrodden people's houses, you know, these making the dreams come true.
I love the action. The six-pack abs.
Six-pack abs. They're going nuts.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the women are just pow right through the panties and onto the sofa. They got to flip the sofa cushions on because Ty. Oh, one day he'll take his shirt off and come to my home and remodel me.
They got to flip the sofa cushions. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, Ty. Now, but see, now here's what I suspect is happening.
Right.
Ty's on. It's no longer a basic cable man. He's on network now.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah. much like my ex friend Jimmy Kimmel.
Your ex-friend.
Yeah,
your ex-friend.
Made the switch to network. Forgot about the ace
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, really? Interesting. Mm-hmm. Huh. Mm-hmm. You said that would never happen.
Same thing Ty did to his old friends over there at TLC.
Right.
Yeah. He's too big now. Yeah. He's a network man. He's over there. He's on network. He's got the national exposure. He's not getting the big bucks yet, but those are coming. That's coming season two when they start negotiating because the ratings have been good. Very good ratings.
I'm glad you're following my path, man.
Squeezing him
that.
Like a bar rag. Because here's the thing. He knows he can't go in there and start playing hardball first season. He's on TLC. Guys, not a proven entity.
Commodity.
But now, pow, look out.
So next season, will you stay in touch and let me know when I can, buddy? Yeah,
what he's saying, Ty, is go in there and just highball him.
Yeah.
And then lose a job and he'll step in
no,
and take
no,
the
right.
job.
Here,
so that's what he's going
no,
for
exactly.
there.
Here's what will happen, though. I guarantee. Here's what will happen 9 months from now. They'll be negotiating with Ty. I'll get a phone call and they'll say, hey, they're interested in you stepping in and doing it. Now, they're not interested in me telling
they're backing
they're
up.
Interested in telling Ty that Adam Carolla is interested in doing it and he'll do it at half of whatever you're asking for. And then eventually, Ty will get the gig. He'll get about 3/4 of the money he's asking for. I'll just be worked in there to put a little heat under Ty. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Ty Pennington here. I've worked out the next 9 months. I don't know what else I have to do. Come up with something that's going to stump me, Ty. Come on.
All right, this is it.
During the commercial.
All right.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah! Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ty Pennington here from Extreme Makeover Home Edition. 8 o'clock, ABC, Sunday night. My new favorite show. It's touching, Drew. You really got to watch it. A lot of 1 week, boom, complete. Not only transform homes,
lives.
But lives.
Yes,
okay,
I saw that.
No, don't
saw the
step.
Ad.
Don't step. Oh, is that what they said?
I believe they do.
Maybe. Maybe you read my mind.
Ty's going to soak them next year. He's taking them to the cleaners.
You will.
Yeah.
And it's going to be me and Joe Rogan. We got Rogan and Carolla on the line that both say they'll do it for free. Actually, Carolla says he'll pay.
Yeah, oh, Rogan's looking pretty good.
He wants to be paid in Sawzall blades. All right. Let's take Ty's going to come up with a stumper for me before the show.
Let Jerry ask that question. Yeah.
All right. Jerry?
Yes.
You're 27?
Yes, I am, Adam.
You got a drywall question?
Yes, I do. First of all, I think you're a comic genius.
Thank you.
And, Drew, I just finished reading Cracked about 2 weeks ago. I thought it was a great book.
Thank you, Jerry.
How about Ty's Tricks? National bestseller, by the way.
When I was there back with Cracked.
Thank you. Right, nice.
Yeah.
What did you say about Cracked?
I thought it was a very helpful book and very insightful. I was wondering if I could ask a quick question about that before a drywall question.
All right, go ahead.
You mentioned the 12-step programs. I was wondering, are there any alternatives? Is a structured group therapy environment just as good as a 12-step program?
No. No, and the 12-step has nothing to do with religion, nothing.
Yeah,
the only reason there is even a higher power concept is to get you to let go of needing to control your environment and just having faith that in spite of capitulating and letting go, you can relax, things will be okay. Have faith in the tree, in nature, whatever your sense of something that you can have faith in that's more powerful than yourself. That's the whole concept, period.
Right.
If you want to develop something more evolved, you can.
Come on, we got a very important drywall question.
Right. Absolutely. Jerry, Adam, I bought a fixer-upper. I want to know what's the best way to get rid of the popcorn ceiling and also have orange peel texture. It looks like they used orange peel in a can to fix some holes, and it's like dripped all down the wall. I want to skip trowel it. Do I have to prep the surface at all? It's got a semi-gloss paint on it.
All right. Yeah. Well, Ty, you jump in as you want. You want to get rid of the acoustic ceiling, that popcorn ceiling. Sometimes it has traces of asbestos in it. So there's two ways you can do it. You can either wet it down, like real good with like a warm water and a spray bottle. Use one of those Hudson sprayers, you know, and just really wet it down and then take it off with a broad knife. Or you can just skim over the whole thing with joint compound. So meaning it's textured. The dips are about an eighth or 3/16 deep. Just skim coat the whole thing. You don't unlock any of the asbestos particles that way or anything. So you could probably just skim it. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to. You don't need to hang a new lid on there. Just skim it.
Ty says yes.
Yeah, you could skim it, or you could and then you could pop that too if you wanted to do another texture like a Venetian. Whatever, you could do that as well.
All right, there you go. And the other question was about the walls.
Orange peel.
Yeah.
If you got semi gloss paint on there, and you want to repaint or whatever, here's what you want to take some TSP, trisodium phosphate, and hit it real good. Clean the sheen off it before you repaint it, and then of course prime it first.
All right, just some kills or something like that.
Yeah, for the primer.
All right.
Open a window, though. Definitely open a window in the kills.
Yeah. No, they got water-based stuff. Dude, all right. Good times,
Thanks,
everybody. All right.
I painted a stairwell one time, man.
Your class?
Early. Oh, my God. Yeah, all the doors were shut. They came and got me for lunch, and I was like, stairwell's done. And, like, I'm out. They had to wake me up, take me to lunch. Nice.
Yeah,
good stuff.
There's a lot of fumes in carpentry, true.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's good times. Start spraying lacquer.
Maybe that's why Ty can come up with any questions.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's got
frontal lobe.
Oh, I've got a good one, but he'll never know.
Go ahead.
He's got lacquer, bro.
Come on. We got 1 minute.
Come on, Ty.
Okay, how many days did it take to build the Brooklyn Bridge, my friend?
Brooklyn Bridge. It took, let's see, probably about 1,443 days.
1,237. Go ahead.
Well, you're both wrong.
I'm shocked. How many days?
It took exactly somewhere between 1,100 days, and I have no idea. I was hoping you were going to tell me. That's why I asked you the question.
All right. Ty, come on, buddy. Let's go. He's got lacquer brain, this kid. It's all that, you know, I told you, when you surf a lot,
yeah,
you get that weird water in your ear. Starts seeping into the brain. Yeah, he's got salt water on the brain. Ty Pennington is here tonight. Ty, Before the night is through, you come up with a stumper.
Okay, I'm going in, guys. Staff. I'm going in the vault.
Convene with your staff, whatever it's going to take. Ty's here from Extreme Makeover Home Edition, my new favorite show. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ty Pennington is here tonight from Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Also, you can see him on Trading Spaces, which is on TLC and has quite a cult following. Oh, yes. Sunday night's ABC is the 8 o'clock, the Extreme Makeover Home Edition. And as I've said, four episodes, seen them all, enjoyed every one of them. All right, we are going to get back to the phones. Ty, have a stumper for me?
I do have a question for you. You want to have it now or do you want to wait?
Give it to me now.
Okay. So let's say you've got an older house, right? Mm-hmm. And you've got tongue groove flooring nailed right to the joists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is no subfloor underneath it.
No subfloor, okay. Yes. That's how they
That's
would
what
do.
You have.
Yeah, that's how they well, I'll...
Go ahead.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, now let's say that you've got gaps in your flooring, you've got breezes coming through. Let's say you don't live on the West Coast, so you've got a cold situation happening there.
Mm-hmm.
So... However, it's going to cost you way too much money to pretty much...
Tear it up,
tear all the walls down, put a new flooring down. So how do you... What is your solution to...
This is a good question.
What is your solution to put new flooring down?
All right. Do I want to put... Am I trying to save the TNG, or do I just want to go over it with something? Okay, here's what I'm saying. If I want to say... If I want to go over it with something... I would lay down some quarter inch, could be plywood, could be masonite. I'd get a good flat base on there. I would shoot a bunch of subfloor adhesive on there and nail the hell out of it. I would actually probably screw it with some coarse thread. No, I'd just go down through it if I was going to just put something back over it.
Is there some sort of chemical or bonding thing you can put over it? Some sort of sealant?
It would be unnecessary. You could put a membrane down, but you wouldn't need to do that. If I was going to put tile, I'd want to use a Hardy board or backer board or Wonder Board's half-inch concrete.
Right, so you put the
board. If I was trying to save it, that would be a different story.
TNG is the tongue and groove?
Tongue and groove, yeah. The tongue and groove shouldn't have a lot of gaps in it, though, because it would be tongue
tight.
And groove. You know what I'm saying?
But older tongue and groove...
All right. If I was going over it, I would go with some sort of quarter inch stock. I would use a lot of subfloor adhesive.
But you're saving it.
But then when you hit the walls, you just stop it and just leave the walls where they are.
You're up against the walls. Yeah, I would probably. Well, I'd pop the baseboard and probably just butt it to the walls, and then put my flooring down and put the baseboard.
But now, what about if you're saving the TNG?
That just probably put some. Caulking and all the things. Whatever it is, it can't dry hard. It's got to be flexible.
But
otherwise, it's going to crack
even,
and pop
out. And then there's no way to really save all the TNG because you'd have to leave whatever's underneath the walls there.
Yeah, well, is the question, how am I going to get the TNG out of there if I got to pull TNG out?
Well, I'll be honest with you. It's what I ran into at my house, and I'm like...
What did you do?
He hasn't decided yet.
Well, no, I left the TNG, but I went underneath the... to be honest with you, I was losing too much heat to the gaps in the tongue and groove, but it was such an old house that I liked the style of the old hard-applied floors, man. So I left the TNG, but went underneath and just insulated with, like, some, you know, R17 up in the joists in the 09 yards and just, like, insulated from down there.
They just put it in the bay there.
Yeah.
Just put stuff underneath.
Yeah. That's not bad. You could also use that expanding foam.
That's true. Dude, we just did that on a house, and my God, that stuff's amazing, man.
Do you ever see that stuff? You take this stuff, it's got a resin and a catalyst, and it comes in and it meets and thing. They spray it in a bay. It's like instead of putting insulation in a bay, they just go whoosh, and they spray it.
And
it comes out like you took a shaving cream thing and just ran it down the ball. And then it starts going and filling it all the way up and completely fills up the bay. It's like some kind of science fiction.
Wow.
It's James Bond.
Wow.
All right. That was a question.
It's a good one.
It was loose.
No, but it was.
Give me directions. I think myself a B plus.
Yeah.
On the answer.
Yeah, B plus. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think I gave my subfloor answer there. Thank you,
Renee.
I worked in my Hardy board.
Renee
worked in my subfloor adhesive.
Yeah. What's up?
Who is this?
Coarse thread buglehead screws. I'll use Deckers to screw that down, too. Not just drywall screws. They're snap-off.
Just stop for a second. Who is this?
Well, Renee's. I predict Renee's a nice-looking woman, right?
Hi.
Renee, are you good-looking?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right.
I'm about 5 foot, brown hair, the usual.
Wow, that sounds hot.
You're fat.
By the way, I'm about 5 foot and brown hair. Like, that's like me going, are you good looking? I got teeth and a scrotum. Two nostrils, one brow, you know.
Yeah, brow, that's hot,
monobrow. Wow. Wow, you really know how to sell it, baby. Hold on, I got to go beat off at the halter. I'm hot. I gotta be honest with you. I can't take much more of this naughty talk from Renee.
All right, Renee,
I'm gonna explode.
Today's 21. What's going on?
Well, I did Robitussin recently, and I had some weird side effects.
Robo-tripping?
Yes.
How much did you take?
A bottle.
One of those 8-ounce bottles?
Yeah, just like the over-the-counter one.
Okay. And what's happening?
I just felt like I didn't really feel myself afterwards for a while.
Right.
And I was just wondering, like, do those side effects last a long time, or...
Usually they wear off, but there is concern about brain damage from high doses of the dextromethorphan.
So don't use it anymore. I mean,
No, use as much as you possibly can get your hands on. Yeah, of course, that's what
Drew.
I'm saying.
Drew's saying, do a robo-bong tonight.
Yeah, robo-shooter. Robo, yeah, like a beer
robo
bong.
Robo-keg.
Yeah.
Robo-kegan.
Renee, look, this is very dangerous. It's sort of a mix between methadone and PCP in terms of how it affects...
Yeah. That's what I read on the internet.
The PCP part is probably even more dangerous than PCP itself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good to know.
Wow.
Because PCP...
You want to get
PCP,
back to the old PCP.
Well, there's PCP we really don't know that much about, but I've seen people using a PCP where they literally can't, like, tie their shoes and things.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I've dealt with those same patients 3 years later, completely back to baseline. Mm-hmm. And so the PCP stuff seems to be reversible, but there's concern that Robitussin, the dextromethorphan, may not be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So...
Hey, listen, Renee, you're 21.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff you do when you're 17 and your parents' friends are out of town, you know?
Younger.
You're out of Mickey's Big Mouth. This is... you should be getting to the end of your sort of... You should be boozing it now.
Where are you right now, by the way?
I'm actually at work. I'm making some milkshakes right now.
All right.
What kind of work? McDonald's or what?
What do you think? She works for animals. She works at a petting zoo.
Well, I listen to you guys every night at work.
All right. What kind of place you work at?
Two in the morning.
It's a coffee shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Listen, anytime you deliver a shake to somebody, she's calling from D.C. or Washington
that's
State?
Good. It must be Washington State.
Yeah. Renee?
Yeah.
Washington State you're calling from?
Excuse me?
Are you in Seattle or something? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm in Seattle.
Okay. Hey, listen, Renee, anytime you deliver a shake to anyone after 10:45 in the evening,
it's bad times.
Go, enjoy, stoner. Just say that. Just say that. They'll start laughing like maniacs. No. Any guy who orders a shake, here's the thing. If the sun goes down, 5 hours after the sun goes down, you order a shake, you're stoned.
Absolutely.
That's a big thing.
Ooh, I'm doing something with Good Morning America tomorrow morning where some new research has come out on...
Shakes? It's got to be about shakes.
No, listen.
We're moving on.
No, on marijuana blocking agents that they've now done a bunch of research. Of course, not in this country, because we can't touch that illicit drug, marijuana.
Sure, it's a killer. It's a first-rate killer.
With blocking the receptors that cause some of the effects of marijuana, and part of what marijuana makes you do is sort of eat emotionally. It makes you crave comfort food. Think of what you eat when you eat the munchies. You thought it's carbohydrates and fat.
Right. And so you're saying that when you get stoned, it's not so much that you get the biological munchies, but you get the emotional munchies.
Both.
Like you're altered and you want something that feels good.
Right. You need that comfort. There's evidence that perhaps the kind of eating you crave is the kind of satisfaction you get from mom kind of thing. It's a nurturance kind of eating.
Right.
And that gets blocked when you put these blocking agents. People don't want to eat. And they also don't want to smoke, and maybe they don't want to do opiates.
Oh, really?
It's amazing research. Amazing.
So the blocking agents they've done the experiments with on marijuana.
No, they haven't. They've taken them. They're learning where marijuana operates. They've isolated the receptor where it's
operates. It's a park.
They created recombinant DNA versions
recombinant
of the receptor.
Recombinant DNA.
They've recreated the receptor.
I'm like, what?
They've taken the receptor and they've created a blocker for the receptor and they've given it to people to see what happens. And it's
so this could stop people who are having dieting, binging problems.
Yes.
But marijuana is not an addictive drug, right?
Profoundly addictive. About one out of five patients I treated for marijuana. It's very common. Yeah, it's really seriously addictive for some people.
It's not addictive for everybody,
but when it's addictive, it's profoundly addictive.
But it's not an oral fixation. It's truly an addiction.
They can't stop.
Really?
Cannot stop.
Did not know that.
What if you just eat it in brownie form, like me and Ty?
What if you just eat it?
Have you take it.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you use one of those new ones that turns it into a vapor?
And you know, it's good times.
But
you know what? I pitched to Good Morning America. I said, let's talk about the politics of this. It's so ridiculous that we can't do research on pot in this country.
We can't.
Makes me nuts.
No.
Well, we can't politicize this. So people won't understand it. Can't quite put their head around those issues.
Really? News people turn into just colossal pussies overnight, or what's going on with news people?
They're so afraid to challenge their audience. It's amazing.
I know. What is this whole part where you're just going to, well, we don't want to upset anyone. They may change the channel. So we'll just keep shouting the temperature at them?
Yes.
I mean, it's just like a ticker with the temperature going
by.
Well,
you know, with all these breasts flying around and stuff, you know.
I know.
There's no telling what's going on.
Keep talking about that.
People are freaking out. I know. I understand the news. It's like, it's just sort of Schwarzenegger out and blah, 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 blah. It's just a bunch
of... It depends on the channel. It depends on... Because I've been working with these guys a while now. And like, CNN lets you talk. And cable generally lets you talk a little more.
Right. All right. Remember we were doing those... Satellite tour, and we're talking to some bunch of these morning shows
in Arizona.
You have to do these satellites.
Oh, I have. Aren't they fun? You can't see them, but
they start at 3:30 or 4 in the morning.
Oh yeah,
because you're doing Good Morning Flagstaff.
You're doing Good Morning Miami,
and you're working your way back west. Right. And eventually, at 8:30 in the morning, you'll be doing Good Morning Flagstaff.
Right, right.
But by the time you're doing Good Morning Flagstaff, you've had 5 hours of talking to a-holes in small markets.
And said about the same thing repeatedly over and over.
Not about the same thing.
Exactly.
They got that crew. It's the older, slightly more distinguished gentleman and the saccharine sweet young chick who's had a little too much collagen. And she's like, wait. It's unnerving because she's so perky and it's 7:45, you know, and you're hungover.
Yeah.
And they said, how do you describe your relationship? And I said, we like to say this. And it used to be this analogy. It was the only good analogy I've ever had about the show, which was Loveline, the TV show, which is you want your dog to take an antibiotic. You know, the vet gives you a dog. It's like a worm pill for your dog.
Right.
Now, you hand the dog the pill, and the dog spits it out. So you take the pill and you smash it in some Gainsburger, and the dog devours the pill. Well, I said, Drew's the pill, and I'm the Gainsburger. That's basically the show.
That's good.
And everyone sort of understood it. Well, this chick was like, she was scared I was going to swear or say something naughty or say cornhole or something at Good Morning Flagstaff at 7:45. So she goes, describe the show, and I said, well, it's like this, you got your dog.
I'm gonna, Adam, remember, this is a morning show. This is a family show.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, here's the announcement.
And Adam, it's a family show now.
You have a dog.
So I want to be sure that you know.
Right. This is fine. You have a dog, and you want it to take.
Adam, you're a funny guy, but it's a family show here.
At this point, I said, "Screw it." I literally just said,
forget it. He goes, I'm not talking.
Forget it. I'm not talking. And Drew jumped in because he's like a wet nurse to the world. And he jumped in. He's like, no, Connie. And then I said, hey, Drew, nah.
You shut up, too.
Let's just go.
We're done.
Let's just move forward. Let's go. That's the only time. I usually just stopped in the middle of the interview and said, forget it. You're Flagstaff. Do I know anyone who lives in Flagstaff? No. You forget it. I love Hitler. That's stuff. We're done. That's my final statement. Let's go. What's next? Who's next? Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, so it was funny.
What is that chick?
I don't always remember that.
All right. back
which has given us years of enjoyment.
Yeah, really? Okay, yeah. She has. Jenny?
Hi.
No, wait a minute. There's a question for Ty here. Let's take that. Mitchell?
Yeah, how are you?
You're 18?
Yeah.
You got a question for Ty?
Yeah, I was just wondering what the best way to get on the show was. Because I know there's a lot of people wanting to get on there.
Well, Extreme Makeover Home Edition?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the key to that is, like, you really either need to know somebody or have a family that, you know, has a pretty deserving need to have a new house. Most of the families we've done have, like, you know, we had a kid with cancer, we had a dad who was in Iraq, we've got, I mean...
So Mitchell, make all those things up and you'll have a show.
You have to send in a video application, but usually it's, you know, just going to have to be kind of a big deal, like...
It's going to be feel good.
Yeah, you've either got to have, like, you know... you want to adopt a kid and you need some room, that kind of a thing. You know, run with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it has to be something kind of serious or heartfelt, basically?
Yes.
Well, it would help.
You know, it'd be nice. I'll tell you, it just popped into my head.
Mitchell's encouraging you to lie. It'd be nice. If I hear him right.
Mitchell, you're a white guy?
Yeah.
All right, that's... We got to change that. Okay, number one.
Here you go, Mitchell. Here's your new...
Number two. Yeah, you're now Lucius. Number two, cross-burning on the lawn. Vandalized. Neo-Nazis. You know what I mean?
Vandalized the house.
Home vandalized.
That's nice.
By hatred. Hate crime. Yeah. Victim of a hate crime.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. Keep
gonna
going.
Gonna come in.
More.
Earthquake. Locust.
Locust. All right, yeah.
Biblical proportion.
Locust.
No, I'm just saying. Hate crime.
Yeah,
that's strong because you know you can do the you know smile, the kid's got cancer, the dad's in Iraq kind of thing. But I think the hate crime would really
galvanize. That'll bring in some viewers.
Galvanize the nation.
Yeah, nice man.
And at the end, the neighbors line the street of all colors, all ethnicities, all creeds, all religions, just standing and cheering as the family
singing
returns,
"We Are the World,"
holding hands and rocking forth, encircling the globe.
Yeah. Oh, God.
All right, Mitchell, you're just some guy from Fullerton, right?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you don't even have a house, do you?
No, I do.
You're
in the middle of escrow with one.
How does an 18-year-old buy a house?
Yeah.
Well, I'm buying it with my cousin, so we're going 50-50.
Again, how does an 18-year-old?
Yeah.
Where'd you find the cousin?
Where'd I find the cousin? The cousin's my cousin.
Okay, good.
Where do you get the money for a house, even a tenth of a house?
Somebody must have kicked off and left.
Well, I'm getting the down payment as a loan from a family member, but the rest is up to me as far as the payment. So.
Mitchell, you're not answering a question.
No. Here's what happened. He got the money lent to him for the down payment.
How does he even get the money to pay for a loan like that?
Some crappy job.
To pay the mortgage, basically. I'm just renting out the rooms. You rent out the rooms, getting
right.
Too much.
Oh, he's going to rent it all out.
Yeah, smart. Good. Yeah. Your family's giving you a leg up. Who's lending you the money?
My dad.
Okay.
There you go.
I'll kick my dad in the nuts next time I see him.
Once again.
So this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to lend your kid a few bucks. He goes in. He gets a roommate. They rent the room out.
Yeah,
they do a little sweat
when
equity.
18, when you're 18 with your parents, I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not sure. Here you go. Here's some money. Go get a house, Ty. Yeah.
Listen,
call us.
When I was 18, my stepmother, I'm convinced, had this conversation with my dad. We've got to get Adam out of the garage and out into his own apartment. And I'm convinced my dad's response was, "Who's Adam?"
But I'm imagining them
that
to
guy
be...
in the garage is my son.
No, but Adam,
you're
kidding me. Think about it. It's going to be much more of a discussion about as though they were trying to get rid of or exterminate some sort of vermin.
Yeah.
Like, we've got the rat in the... How do we get it out?
We tried everything. Family infestation problem in the garage.
And what are we going to do? We tried everything.
We tried using the foggers.
Yeah, right.
We tried the sonic
ones. I don't want to spend the money on the exterminator. What are we going to do, honey?
We're gonna start a fire. We'll burn it down. We'll collect the insurance.
No. Let's try to freeze them out and lock him out of the house so if he has to move his bowels or pee...
crap in a decorative pot.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Genius, I tell you.
Yeah. A couple more months of carpet cleaning. He'll have enough to get that down one bedroom in North Hollywood with his buddy, the Wheeze. Fantastic.
The Wheeze.
I ran into somebody today who knew you guys in high school, and there's some... Call yourself the Circle Jerks?
No.
Is that true?
Untrue. It's a band.
I know, but I never heard you mention that term even. I was
like,
what?
Well, that's how you know it's not true.
All right.
Jenny, How dare you?
That's what people call them behind the back.
I heard it.
Ta-da! You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
I have been dating the same guy for about a year and a half. And after our first month of having sex, my sex drive kind of withered away. And I can rarely get aroused. Have no sex drive. It's like
Did you start a medication or birth control pill or anything around that time?
I was on birth control. I thought that could have been the reason. However, I've been off of birth control for about 4 months and it hasn't changed anything.
What birth control was it you were taking?
Desogen.
Is there anything else happening? Did you get depressed? Were you taking depression medication?
My theory, it's been about a year that this has been going on. My theory is that I was sexually active since I was 16, and my boyfriend at the time, we were kind of, you know, getting close to having sex, and he told me he was a virgin, and I kind of went through this whole phase of resentment of my past and, you know, that kind of thing, and it's better now.
No, Jenny, the kinds of things that can alter your biological function, the motivational priorities of your brain, have to be very deeply ingrained in your system. And so they would be early traumas, like under the age of eight.
Here's how we know it's wrong, because you're one of the callers to this show, and you started the sentence with my theory.
Yeah.
And that's how we know it's unequivocally wrong.
Yeah.
Because no one has ever said my theory
in the
and
show.
Had us both go, yeah, you may be onto something.
That's it. Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Sure. Has it ever happened
not where
my
show.
Theory worked out?
Not on this show.
All right.
So, that's where you have to sort of fill us in on your history here. Is there something that happened at the age of eight?
I've been completely raised, you know, families together, great loving parents, trauma, no drugs, no.
Maybe not in love with the guy. Maybe she's just.
Could be. You weren't adopted.
No, not adopted. My boyfriend thinks that I'm not attracted to him anymore, but that's definitely not the case. He's great. He's perfect gentleman. I mean,
so then why is...
Hold on a second.
Perfect gentleman. Yeah.
That's code for just sort of platonic.
Yeah, and I mean, that also means dad's kind of an a-hole. We got to hear more about dad. So let's hear more. Come on.
I'll tell you about her, Dad.
All right.
What do you want to know?
What does he do for a living? Plumber?
Nah, he's business.
Yeah, I'll go with Ty on this one. He does something, but he was gone a lot. Jenny?
Yeah, you guys are off.
What's he do?
I promise you. My dad is a owner of like a sales rep firm for like digital tape stuff for recording.
Aha!
Was he away a lot?
No.
He was around a lot.
Around
all right. And he treated you well?
Very well.
Does he like your boyfriend?
Yes. What?
Is he like your boyfriend?
He loves my boyfriend. Go ahead.
Here's your deal. You've been with your boyfriend for how long?
About a year and a half.
No, because she lost it a year ago.
Okay. Right.
About a year and a half. Okay,
right.
So you were 19 and change when you met him?
Yes.
All right. This thing just may be coasting to a stop, or maybe it's been coasting for quite some time now.
You're not willing to sort of look at that.
And because he's a nice guy.
It's the guy you're supposed to be in love with, but your body's telling you something different.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I'm getting at is why...
She's hearing some truth in this.
Yeah, I know. But and what I'm getting at, though, is if you want to sort of examine the wherefore and why on all this...
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you are actually attracted and excited about in a man?
Well, she's like a guy like Tom.
And if you like a bad guy...
Come into now, her bedroom into a rocket
the
ship.
The thing is, I used to like the bad guys.
There we go.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
I did.
You still do. You try to force yourself to like guys that are nice that you should like, and you kind of do, but you're not attracted. You're not passionate about the nice guys.
Yeah.
She
wants to date the leader of the pack.
And it's possible. You're right in that sweet spot, age 21. 18 to 22, a lot of girls can't get that out of their system, and they eventually do. They get it out of their system, but not right in the middle of that whole phase.
Yeah.
It's not the right time for this
guy. That guy gave you herpes and banged your sister.
Right. That'll do it for you.
That gets it out. You know the song, The Leader of the Pack? I'll get back to Jenny and say, I was listening to it the other day.
Yeah.
There's a line, you know, Leader Pack. You know where she met Leader Pack? She met him in the candy store. What the hell is that biker hanging out in the candy store for?
Looking for children.
In the candy store.
He's a pedophile. Yeah.
She fell for the leader of the pack when she met him at a candy store.
Yeah.
What the hell is he doing there? You know what
I'm
mean?
Telling you what he's doing. There's a pedophile.
Is that what it is?
Absolutely.
That's what happened. I just listened to the leader of the pack. What's he hanging out at the candy store
pedophile.
For? All right, Drew says
relax.
Pedophile.
We gotta take a break, dude.
I just wonder why bikers hanging out at a candy store.
Red Hots, man. Red Hots.
Yeah, it just doesn't add up. Jenny?
Yeah.
All right. You're not done with your bad boy stuff yet.
No, I so am.
You wish you were. Tell that to your vagina.
If you are done with it, then it makes me, if you sort of intellectually feel like you're done with it but can't get it out of your system, makes me wonder about your relationship with your dad then. Because if you get stuck in that sort of need to be attracted to the bad boy, even though every thread in your instinct says no, that's where we're going to begin with. Maybe there is something more there.
Oh, who cares? Ty Pennington is about to leave the building because I spoke to
him. I'm
going
to go to the candy store.
His management. He's got to go to the candy store. He's got to meet the chick who was formerly looking for the leader of the pack. No, it's got a big day tomorrow. What do you got to do tomorrow? Surf?
Oh, my God. No, dude. I got to build a house in 7 days.
Oh, it's brutal.
Starting tomorrow?
Yeah, we start another one.
And they're crazy. It's crazy, too. They work like 24 hours. Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Ty, a delight.
Yes, fantastic. Thanks for having me, my friend.
You'll be hearing my name about 7.5 to 9 months from now when they're trying to get your price down. Here's what will be great. Corolla's really interested in it. And then I'll run into Ty and he'll say, hey, I found out you're interested. And I'll say, they never even talked to me about it. That's the beauty of it. Yeah. Ty Pennington, everybody. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ty Pennington has left the building. Catch him on Extreme Makeover. Home Edition. That is ABC, Sunday nights, 8 o'clock. Very heartwarming show. It gives you hope.
Yeah.
It gives you hope.
That
Drew.
Somebody's
going to
come in and redo your own house?
Yeah, not me. Let me tell you something about me, too.
Yeah.
And every time someone redoes a house, they give these stories. You see these beer commercials. Neighbor comes by. Buddy comes by. Hey, bought a six-pack. We're putting a roof on.
Yeah.
I've done 3 houses.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, how much time has been put in on those houses for people who haven't been paid? You know, volunteer, friends, family.
Zero.
Somebody's come by.
Zero.
Zero. Zero. Not been so much as a scrap of 2x4 kicked by mistake that I haven't paid for over there. Just a big, fat zero. I was just thinking about that today. Not that anyone needs to, but I just thought about, you know, whenever.
But on the other hand, I think of all the times that people have offered you a six-pack to come build a deck for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
As if I can't buy beer.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, hey, you come over Saturday. We're doing a deck. There'll be a sixer. I'll buy a six pack. A six pack. Where do you find a six? How about this? How about I just spend my own $3.75 and?
Or how about you come over there, pay you $35 an hour?
Somehow pizza and beer has become some sort of
unit of exchange.
Yeah. Like we're trading Indians. Give us the beads. We'll give you some blankets. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Sure.
All right. Here's somebody who wants to stump you. A 16-year-old yet.
All right. Ty Pennington. Could not stump me.
Well, let's see if Jesse can.
Jesse?
Hey, guys.
What's happening, baby dog?
Not much. I just want to say, Adam, one of us needs to get in charge. Push and yang, my friend.
That's
push
right.
Okay. My first stumper is if you have a house that's steel frame.
First stumper? Is it multiple stumpers?
All right. Let's try. Here we go.
Steel frame house question.
Right. If you got like a beam that's tube iron and you got some angle iron coming off it.
All right. Now, well, first off, let me just stop you for one moment and explain that steel construction is not really
carpentry.
Really fall under the heading of carpentry, but I will accept it anyway. Go ahead.
Well, if you want me to skip it, I can.
Okay.
We'll try.
Tube iron, steel, angle iron. Yes.
Well, this is kind of a cheap question, but when you're attaching your roof on, what do you got to watch out for?
If you're putting a roof
when you're drilling your holes down into it.
Down into what?
Down into the steel frame.
Right.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you would put hurricane straps on it, I would imagine.
Ooh, you smoke a little pot there, Jesse.
Woo! Some pot.
No, I'm not high right now.
Yeah, but you smoke every day, though.
You can't.
No, I don't, actually.
Tonight was a resin scraping night. That's why you're not high. You're out of bud. All right. I don't know what you got to look out for. This is not really a very well-formed question. What should one look out for?
Yeah.
It's like, look. If this was a driver's test, when you're on an interstate and you're going 60 miles an hour, what should you be looking out for? A deer? Wrong. You're in a coastal community. I don't know where I am.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Idiots. Everyone calls the shows in here. Oh, come on, give me a carpenter. Okay, what should I look out for, by the way?
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. I was just saying that you want to watch out for the tube iron, because if you drill into it, there's no way you can attach your nut on the other side.
Okay.
Okay, let's see, my next one. In wiring of the house. Yeah. Are you in wiring a lot?
I know the difference between BX and Romex, if that's what you're asking.
So when you're doing it, why is it that all the wiring is in parallel instead of series?
Instead of vertically?
Instead of like all the plugs being right in a row of the circuit, why is it that they go off on little tangents?
I don't know what this question is. What in parallel to the circuit? Why do they go off on tangents?
Oh, wow, that hot laugh.
Listen, Drew.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever called this show?
Yeah, the problem with Jesse is he can't ask a question.
I know, he had...
He knows the answer, but...
Adam wants to try to stump you with his knowledge of carpentry.
No carpentry questions so far.
Okay, just listen, phone screener Brian, we've gone down this this toboggan ride to hell at least 1,000 times since I've been here. Where I've said, somebody call with a carpentry question and make it a carpentry question. Not plumbing, not electrical, carpentry. And it's always, the screen always says the same thing. Wants to stump you with his knowledge of carpentry. It's never that.
Yeah.
It's a weird electrical. The circuits are going off on a tangent? What the hell is he talking about? All right. I don't know what he's talking about. Let's cut our losses and move forward.
Yes, let's keep going.
But Drew, has it ever happened? We just had an actual carpentry question.
Even when you ask for the car questions, they get kind of weird and oblique. Yeah.
It's just how disappointing are people?
Our callers.
Okay, our callers. Rachel.
Hi.
Hey.
What's happening?
Okay. I've heard that it's possible that if you were abused when you were a child to forget it when you get older.
Yeah. It's possible, but you would see evidence of it in your relationships, and you tend to dissociate and have symptomatology that suggests that kind of thing happened. To just merely speculate, ooh, I think something happened to me, I've repressed the memory, that's pretty dangerous territory.
Well, I was wondering if you were able, like, through therapy or hypnosis to, like, remember that. If that was
maybe. Don't worry about hypnosis. If it's going to come, it would come out in therapy.
Okay.
All right.
But I think that's generally considered sort of a fruitless path to go down. Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. That traumas in childhood leave behind imprints on your brain, things called implicit memories, imprints in terms of how your brain functions and deals with feelings in the present.
Mm-hmm.
What therapy is about is getting, first of all, creating narratives about the trauma that make sense to you so you can understand it and make sense of it and incorporate it into your sort of history. And secondly, to learn to have feelings without falling back upon the old style of managing those feelings, the style that is remnant of the traumatic past.
Yes. All right.
That's it.
It's good times.
Yeah.
And by the way, Ty Pennington, the quiz, the stumpers, where were the questions? Come on.
You're disappointed. No one's giving you any good
who's
questions.
Who's the real sheriff in town here? Please. How dare all of you? Please. How dare all of you?
Let's go. Tracy. 23. Tracy.
Hey, guys. Hey. I love the show. I have a quick question. Every time I have sex, I bleed. Like, it's bad. I've already been to the doctor. She gave me a cryosurgery or something.
Right. Did you have cervical dysplasia?
No. Okay. No. My last pap was normal, and I'm getting my results back this week.
Surgery? Is it freezing some warts off?
Basically, yeah. It's usually what it is, in fact.
Yeah, that's what she said, but she said, you know, it might help to make the cervix, I guess it has to have a better texture. Like, it seemed like it was pretty sensitive, I guess.
Inflamed, yeah.
Yeah, and so She did.
Is it inflamed? If you hit it with some ice, will it knock it down?
I don't know. Well, maybe she's trying to take off what's causing the inflammation.
Yeah, we're trying to rule stuff out, I guess. But my boyfriend, he's pretty big. But we've been together for a long time. It never happened before. The only thing I can think of is, like, we broke up for, like, a year, and I was involved with other people.
Are you on birth control pill now?
Yes, I am. I've been on the pill for, like, 5 years.
Well, that's what's doing it.
Are you
really?
Serious? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it can make an unstable endometrium and the lining of the uterus, and sex can some sort of destabilize that further or cause it to bleed. It's very common for people to bleed after sex, and the birth control pill can sort of cause a proliferation of the lining and destabilize it, as I said.
So I need to get off of it, or
no? You're just having a side effect of the pill. Maybe you could try changing the type of pill, that kind of thing, that might stabilize things more.
Okay.
They might also do a
her boyfriend. You know, it's always nice when that's what's great. You know what's great? What's great is if you have a big dork as a guy and your girlfriend has some vaginal problems, because almost every woman eventually is going to have some sort of this thing, by the way, downstairs, the vagina.
Yes.
It's like part Steinway,
Stradivarius,
part Stradivarius, part like a
Stonehenge,
50s British.
Yeah.
It's wired like an MG from the 50s, right. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just a cacophony of junk going on down there. Any number of things could go wrong.
And will.
And will at any time. And that's normal and natural. If you're the boyfriend with the huge dork, that's always going to get woven into every conversation. It's going to be, yes, thank you. Like, they're going to meet their doctor, and they're going to be, well, and, you know, the doctor will never bring it up, but the girlfriend's going to go, my boyfriend is rather big there. And they're going to go, no, that has nothing to do with it. But still, it's going to get woven in. You know what I mean?
Yes, it's good. And the boys, actually, the man will sort of feel on a primitive level like he's doing something, right? He's creating this with his large phallus.
All right, listen, I feel redemption coming here with Jeremy. Jeremy?
No, that's wishful thinking. Call Jeremy.
By the name of Jeremy.
Oh,
Adam. I'll tell you, Adam. When I got a feeling, Drew.
You're never wrong.
You got to trust me.
Yeah, you're always right. Those instincts are amazing, amazing.
Kreskin, I am.
Let's Kreskinize our way to commercial, huh?
That was a seamless segue.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll speak to Steve. Steve can't get it up when having sex with girlfriend half the time. Needs Viagra. 122 minutes, everybody.
Plus three now.
Plus 3 seconds.
3 minutes.
No. When we come back. Yeah.
125. We get back.
All right. Good times. It's more like four, but we should make our listeners think we have shorter breaks.
Chris says yes.
Chris says yes. The $8 an hour man's got an idea over there, everybody. All right. Hey, how about a freshen up on the coffee, too, buddy, while you're coming up with those ideas? We'll take a quick break. We'll be, Chris says quick, a lightning fast break, he says, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Well, my heart is warm by hearing phone screener Brian yell at
the callers.
Hey, genius, trying to call so late in the goddamn show.
Did you hear that?
Nice. Abuse him, Brian. That's right. Pay him back for all that poontang he missed out in high school. Yes, sure?
That's your move there, Adam.
Oh, that's my move. Anderson, a very bitter man. Very bitter.
I enjoyed the butt talk during the commercial. That's what I was yawning about. I mean, not yawning.
Joints.
Butt joint. Yeah. I had a butt joint conversation with Drew during the break.
666.
666. That's the mark of the devil, you a-hole.
You know, this guy's been a whole ton of 3 minutes.
Steve.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's happening, buddy?
All right. Sometimes, a lot of the time when me and my girlfriend are about to have sex, my friend down there doesn't want to get up.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what could be the cause of that and what could I do to change that.
By the way, this is, Steve, 17, not a virgin. I mean, he just hears like he's been at this for a while.
He sounds like he's 48.
Shot 40 porn films in the 70s.
Wow.
Killed a man in Reno to watch him die. Okay. What about it, Drew? It's 17. And by the way, well, A, we know it's not a bogus call because it's been on hold for 128 minutes. But at 17, this isn't supposed to happen.
No, you worry about medical stuff, really. Are you on medication?
No.
Have you got any medical problems?
No, I don't have any medical problems I can think of.
And this is the same girl you've been with for how long?
For about 4 months now. We've been having sex for about a month.
And then you started having a problem?
Yeah, kind of. Like, at first it was like no problem, but like sometimes I'd be like all ready to go, but my friend don't want to go.
How often are you having sex?
I try to do it every day, but that comes up.
What about oral sex? Well, that
that does the job.
Oh, it does.
So you're fine with that.
Yep. We have an orgasm via oral sex?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Enjoy that very much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We could hang, Steve. We got that.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem here. You kind of doing drugs?
Smoking the weed.
No, actually, I quit about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, all right. Well, there's
depression.
That's what's happening. We can hear it in your laugh, the marijuana addiction. We know when people are smoking.
Yeah, and about that, Drew, I disagree with you totally. It is not hard to stop at all.
He's 17.
Then you're not an addict.
He's still in the ninth grade. Yeah. Come on, you can't argue with that, Drew.
Yeah, exactly. Then you're not an addict. If you can stop, then you're not addicted. But if you can't stop, or if you magically keep going back to it, or if you switch over to something else when you try to stop, or you start having physiological problems like depression or erectile dysfunction, I might look into it. Okay?
All right,
buddy. Good times. Don't bum the guys, huh?
I know. It's a shame. Mm-hmm. Here's the door question. This guy who you had the good feeling about.
Line two. Right here? Line two? All right. Jeremy.
What's going on, Adam?
You're 26. I've been dying for a good carpentry question. I thought this Ty Pennington was going to pose some sort of carpentry challenge to me, but as it turns out, no.
I'm a novice. I don't think I can do much better, but I'll try.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got this closet kit from Home Depot, pretty much, and the doors are hollow inside, and they're too tall. The end ups are too tall. I cut the top off to trim it down, and I'm into the hollow end, so how do I hang it?
All right, these are called hollow core doors as opposed to solid core doors. They have either skinned with probably masonite on the outside. Is it smooth like that?
Yeah. Well, it's got, like, panels, but, yeah, it's just...
Alright, is it a bifolding door or is it a closet door?
No, it's just two big regular-looking doors. Are just
okay, so here's what happens. Hollow core door is either got Luon or Masonite on the outside, just a quarter inch or maybe even an eighth of an inch.
Yeah,
and then
it's
just
a quarter.
Has a quarter inch?
Yeah, it's a quarter inch.
I bet it's not a full quarter.
So what does he do with the hollow?
3/16 man.
He's into the hollow.
Goes all the way around. It's got a rim around it, but if you cut that, you're into the hollow now.
Right.
You got to rip yourself. It's an 1 3/8 door. It's an interior door.
Right.
It's 1 3/8. You're going to have to rip yourself a piece at approximately an inch.
Okay.
And glue it up and slide it back into that and clamp it up. And essentially put back the piece you ripped off.
Okay.
Should you try to take the piece you actually cut off?
No, it's going to be glued and stapled. It's going to be a mess. Plus, it's a finger-jointed material. It's going to break apart. Mm. It's a cheap door. Just rip yourself a piece of pine at like an inch, glue it up, put it in there, clamp it, leave it a little bit fat. You want to let it hang out just a little bit, just a little bit, 1/16 of an inch. Then you just take a block sander to it and do it down. You don't want it in. You want it out, if anything. Just even give yourself a little surface. Take a little block sander and square it up.
Why do you want it dropping down?
Well, you don't want it inside the door.
Why? It's the top of the door. You don't see it anyway.
You're going to create a lip that could be peeled off, caught off. Okay. It's not. I would rather have it out just a little bit.
Got it.
Don't argue with me, Drew.
I'm curious. You're trying
to learn?
Not arguing. I'm trying to learn. Yeah.
Okay. Leave it out, just a Smurf's ass hair over a 1/16, and then just take a nice block and sand it down flush so that the block will cover the edge of the door, the masonite, and the thing. It'll square it off. All right?
Sounds great,
buddy. Done this many times. You got to restuff, but hollow core door. Nothing's cheaper than a hollow core door. The solid core ones are filled with like gypsum, like powder. You cut into them, it's just powder everywhere.
Weird.
Yeah, fire ratings.
Solid core?
Burn ratings. They call them solid core. They're stuffed with the
aren't any of them solid wood anymore? Ever?
You could buy a solid wood door.
Those are really expensive or something?
It'd be expensive. Yeah, all the doors in this place are just solid core doors.
They're metal, though.
Oh, well, they're metal solid core doors. Huh. They're skin, yeah. Oh, maybe they're not solid. I don't know. The burn has to do with burn ratings, commercial buildings.
And this is about acoustic stuff, too, though, right?
It's about pneumatic closers and solid cores are about fire.
Mm.
They got to close and stop the fire from spreading.
Huh.
Alex?
Hi.
You're 18, baby doll. What's up?
Oh, not much. I go for guys I don't like. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I don't trust the good-looking, charismatic guys, and I always end up being mean to them when they come on to me.
All right. What are you going to do? Ryan, you got a question about hardwood flooring?
No, I take Alex's number, call her back tomorrow night, Brian.
Yeah.
Get Alex, because that's a long one. We only have like 20 seconds left here.
20 seconds. Go ahead, Ryan.
All right. So you want to put a hardwood floor in, say, a kitchen, but there's linoleum in there right now. Mm-hmm. Would you want to just peel the linoleum off and nail the floor right down?
Is it on a slab? Is it on a slab?
No, subfloor.
You got a subfloor? Nah, I would probably just go over to linoleum. I wouldn't fight it. Why not? It doesn't matter. It's no big deal.
You'll
kill yourself trying to get that stuff off.
6 to 8 months later, your floor will start gapping and squeaking.
No, it's not. You could put it down. You could put it down on that. All right.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up on you. Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of pot time.
I know. Whew. All carpenters are stoners. They're stoners first, carpenters second.
Nice.
Jesus. On the weed.
Okay.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Show, everybody. I want to thank Ty Pennington for coming in here tonight. You can watch him on Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Good show. I really do enjoy it. Sunday nights, 8 o'clock.
Fantastic.
ABC. Drew, you watch the show. It's uplifting.
Okay.
It's interesting. And you get to see a complete house made over in 7 days.
Sounds awesome.
It is. It's good. All right. So, until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. What do you got? You got a tool? Stump me with a tool.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.